Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Robin Hood Board member, John Sykes.
Good evening. On behalf of the Robin Hood Board and David Saltzman, our Executive Director of Robin Hood, thank you so much for coming and welcome to the Beacon. You know, I think we are among the 2,600 luckiest people on the planet tonight. Because we are going to witness history. One of the true great bands in the world is going to play one of the most amazing old venues in America days before it closes down for renovations. It's also a historical event because tonight is the single most successful night financially in the 76-year history of the Beacon Theater. Tonight, thanks to your generosity, we have raised $3 million to fight poverty in New York City. And because the Robin Hood Board picks up all the expenses, every dollar you gave tonight will go to fighting poverty. Now I'd like to thank, if you're one of our regular Robin Hood supporters, thank you so much for your continued support. If you're a new friend who came to see our special guest tonight, then thank you and we hope you become a regular. We need you at Robin Hood, and your neighbors who are poor and homeless in New York need you also. I'd like to give special thanks to our own, Robin Hood's own, Lori Fabiano, who executive produced this whole evening. And to the best live producer, production team I've ever worked with from Live Nation, Dan Parisi and his team. And to our friends at Madison Square Garden and the Beacon Theater who've been so helpful. But finally, and most importantly, thank you to our special guests. Because when we called them up a year ago to ask them to do this, they said yes immediately, and they did it free of charge. And they are true friends of New York City and of Robin Hood. And I'd like to thank, from their manager, my longtime friend Kelly Curtis, Dick Smith, my long-term friend, and Mark Smith. Now, they just spent the summer playing a sold-out tour of much bigger buildings than this, including Madison Square Garden last week. But tonight, we have them to ourselves at the Beacon. So they're going home tomorrow, so you need to give a loud and warm welcome to Pearl Jam.